Welcome back to season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Ian Arreta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 115 teams in the 9 Junior A leagues, involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. Now joined us, Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Commissioner Bill Chow. Bill, welcome to the show. Great to have you back with us, my friend.
Good. Thank you for having me, Gino. It's really great to be here.
Listen, in your current role with SJHL since 2011, given everything that's happened over the last 19 months with the pandemic and such, how good does it feel to be back playing hockey and having fans back in the stands?
Well, I think, you know, the really good thing about all this is because we're community-based organizations, all 12 of our teams, it's really for them to get this benefit of being back in the rinks. You know, the kids have worked really hard. The coaches have been diligent in trying to get the kids in shape. The communities have been working hard to make sure that we can function, you know, financially as well as, you know, in the stands and with the protocols that we have in place and things like that. So it's really nice to see, just to get back in there and to have that atmosphere back in the communities.
What kind of atmosphere do we have right now? Because like we're broadcast right across the country, obviously, and it's different situations and different provincial medical associations of what is and is not allowed. What are we seeing right now in Saskatchewan across your league in terms of openness for fans in the arenas and such?
So there is no restriction on the number of fans. The only restriction is that one, you have to be fully vaccinated, and it's based upon a ticketed event. So if you have to buy a ticket to get into the event previously to purchase, then you need that full vaccination and you need to provide proof of vaccination. So being a minor sports game where there is no per se charge at the door or a ticket that you can buy for a seat, those ones you don't need anything for. But because of the SJHL and obviously the Western Hockey League within the province, it's you need those things to get into the arenas.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, huge news this year because the pandemic had forced the cancellation of back-to-back Centennial Cups, but now it's coming back. And Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Estevan Bruins are going to host the tournament this May. We understand it's the carrot at the end of the road for everybody, but it's also significant when you're playing day-to-day, week-by-week, to know that there's a goal that everybody's driving towards at the end of the season. How important was it for the league and for your league in particular?
Well, I think, you know, when you put it in that context, you know, it's really important because for the last, like you said, 19 months, it was really up in the air as to what we're doing, what we're playing for. You know, in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League last year, we tried to get into the bubble, you know, and because of COVID and all the other things, we just weren't able to do it. And even then, there wasn't really an end plan as to a championship. This year, you know, we've got the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Championship in our midst. You know, Estevan is going to be hosting the Centennial Cup. We had one of our first organizing meetings over the phone with Hockey Canada, the Estevan Group. And I'm just a bird on the wall, really, when it comes to that. But the Estevan Group is really doing well. Their community support is outstanding, you know, and so it's really looking like it's going to be a fantastic event in Estevan.
There's always a bit of a concern when you pick a host team because you think, oh my gosh, they better be up to par with the rest of the country. And the good news is with the national rankings coming out right now, Estevan's one of two Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League teams recognized in the top 20. So that's got to be a positive out of the gate.
Absolutely. You know, Jason there, he's been around across Canada, you know, in the different leagues and, you know, he's had some great experience in, you know, putting teams together and, you know, when they hired him in Estevan, I guess that would be almost 3 years ago now, you know, it was with the thought process of him being there to build this team to make a run at the SJHL championship and as well as being the host for the Centennial Cup. And so right now things looks like all the cylinders are going for them and, you know, they've got a long season coming up, but I'm sure he's aware of that as well.
Your role in leadership is to, you know, take care of the players, take care of the owners, take care of the fans. There's a lot on your plate. And I want to ask you about a specific program that you guys have got going. You played a major role in the formation of the Fifth Line Foundation, formerly known the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League Assistance Program. Tell us about that.
So, you know, I mean, what with that program, what we've been able to create through the funds that were donated and working with the National Hockey League Foundation, working with Canadian Mental Health across the country, we've been able to set up support systems for all the leagues, for all the players, for all the teams, in which, you know, Canadian Mental Health will be going out and conducting training sessions for these players, for these teams, for these coaches, for the billet families, for whoever wants to participate, but it's specific being for the players. And so it's really, you know, somebody told me out of the morning of, or a couple days after the Humboldt crash, the tragedy, that, you know, maybe something good will come out of this. And I just, at the time, it was like, there's nothing that can come out of that. But anyway, it seems like 10 years ago, but it's only been 3 years ago, in which, you know, the tragedy happened. And so we're able to create this program for the players. And it's really, you know, it's just about providing them support. A lot of these young players are away from home, some of them for their first time, some of them dealing with things that, you know, we don't get to hear about normally. And so to be able to provide them with that connection to reach out to somebody that's going to be non-judgmental and just to listen to them, I think is really important. And it's really great that we have the NHL Foundation supporting us as well.
And last November, the Fifth Line Foundation, the NHL committed $1.2 million to make the Talk Today Mental Health Awareness and Suicide Prevention Program available to all players across the CJHL. That's a great thing to come from a very, very difficult situation. Listen, now all nine leagues are back across the CJHL, we've seen more showcase tournaments where scouts can see the top players in your league where they didn't get an opportunity to see much from them last year. Tell us about the SJHL showcase that took place in October in Warman, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, so we started our season a week later. The coaches felt that with the players not being, you know, basically playing for a year and a half almost, it was to give them that little bit of extra time. So everything was pushed back by a week. We had our showcase in Warman. We had a great turnout of scouts, NCAA scouts, NHL scouts, Western Hockey League scouts, Canadian University scouts were there. So, you know, it was really a great opportunity just to get out there and showcase our players, or provide them with an opportunity to be highlighted to, you know, obviously some scouts will make some decisions earlier and some scouts will make their decisions later, but it's an opportunity for everybody to be out there showcasing and seeing what's out there.
Bill, it's good to be on this side of things. It's been a rough 19 months, and for a guy in a position of leadership like yourself, I'm sure that could not have been easy. Congratulations on what you guys have been able to accomplish. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gino. Thank you for having me. Take care.
That was SJHL Commissioner Bill Chow. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Still inside this edition of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine, he was the captain for Team Canada at the 2014 World Junior Championship. And now he's playing for the Philadelphia Flyers. We'll check in with Scott Lawton in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.